Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the
blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power,
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 wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
wonder-working power in the
blood.
Adoniram Judson heard an account of the conversion of a number of Jews in Constantinople after they had read some of his writings. Judson had prayed for years that he might be used in some way to bless the Jews, and now, after many years and from far away, the evidence of an answer had come. Judson said he had never prayed a prayer for the glory of God and the good of the people, but that sooner or later God had worked to answer his prayer. And oh, the faithfulness of God! He means it when he makes promises and exhorts and urges and commands us to pray. The secret of prevailing prayer is this, that we are so in love with Jesus, so at one with him, that we do not want anything to use or spend in any way that would grieve him. I want a new suit of clothes. What for? That I may strut around in pride? No, but that I may be suitably clothed for my work for God. I want a clean heart. What for? That I may be happy and get to heaven? No, not that alone, but that I may honor God and help him to win others. When I want things in that spirit, then the Lord can trust me with anything for which I ask him. For I will not ask him for anything that is not for his glory. So may we pray the prayer of faith. As Jesus said, I tell you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. We're going to be speaking from Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, and verse 24, that very verse, on the etiquette of prayer in today's broadcast. So stay with us as we enjoy Missionary Echoes together.
Amen.
Recording by Don and Cheryl Gessner is still a truth that is a reality today. I could never, never, never outlove the Lord. I trust that's how you feel and that your life indicates that and your prayer life indicates that. Lord, we truly could not make it without you. We have never felt more need for your anointing and your help than what we do today. And we truly could never outlove you because your love is so immeasurable and so abounding in our life that it is just astounding how much you love mankind and how you express that love to us in so many ways. I praise you for this beautiful Lord's Day that you've given to us. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the air this morning, anticipating Sunday school and church and Ono Camp today and believing God to come and meet with us in a special way. I lift each of our listeners to you this morning, each of the shut-ins, those unable to get out to church at all, and they rely so much on an opportunity like this to hear the broadcast, get food for their soul, and be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord. I pray you'll use that for that very reason today, along with bringing glory and honor to your name, and we'll praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such wondrous love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me,
well, I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such wondrous love. Oh, for everything He's done, I can never praise Him enough.
A thousand tongues could never tell just what the Lord has done. As if He hadn't done enough, He sent His only Son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for Him.
Well, I could never praise Him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such wondrous love. Oh, for everything He's done, I could never praise Him enough. So I'll say thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole.
I could never praise Him enough
for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank Him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such wondrous love. Oh, for everything He's done, I could never praise Him enough.
Oh, I could never
do anything to deserve such wondrous love. Oh, for everything He's done,
and Lord, for everything You've done.
Oh, for everything He's done, I could never praise Him enough.
Thank you, Union Bible College, for that song that just confirms how I have felt in my heart. I can never thank You enough for all that You mean to me, Lord Jesus. Well, we are about to begin Sunday school and then our morning worship service today. We're pleased that in our morning service, we will have special singing by Dan and Michelle Durkee, and he will be preaching the Word of God to us this morning. They have been serving so adequately for the Ono camp meeting this week. That camp will end with tonight's service, and so after our morning Sunday school and church at our church at 2127 Hill Street, we will gather out to 200 Camp Meeting Road in Jonestown to our Tabernacle and Ono Camp Meeting for the last two services of this encampment. The afternoon service will likely be an abbreviated service of just some music and testimonies, and then the evening closing service of the camp beginning at 6:30 on Sunday night, at 6:30 tonight. And we look forward again to the ministry of Reverend and Mrs. Daniel Durkee from Penns Creek, Pennsylvania. We're pleased that you've joined us for Missionary Echoes today, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, where we have been pleased to be serving the surrounding areas for many, many years. God has blessed our church and our ministries, and it continues to be one that we work and endeavor to connect with as many people as we can. And so many have found Jesus, and so many have gone out from our services to serve the Lord. Numbers have gone for missions and pastoral ministry and a variety of other areas of ministry. And it just pleases us so much, because that we believe is what God would have us to do, to multiply and to see yet more souls impacted for the kingdom. For we believe Jesus is coming soon, and what we do, we must do quickly, and we must be prepared for his coming and ever ready to hear the trumpet sound and to go to be with Jesus forever and forever for an eternal reward, forever surrendering our heart and life to him. Again, it's been a pleasure to have you join us on Missionary Echoes. Stay tuned as we enjoy some more music and a message from God's Word.
I was discouraged when no answer came. See, I prayed for years and I still saw no change. I was ready to give up on my wish coming true, but when I
prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray. A means to the throne of the one whose potential is yet to be known. There is no limit as to what God can do. So just keep on praying. He's listening to you. Prayer is just as big as God. Strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
Yes,
prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong. God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. No, don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
Never give up, just pray, brought to us so beautifully by God's Bible School. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." In 1 Timothy 3:15 we read, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." I want to talk to you this morning about how to behave at church. One of the important things for all of us to know is what we call etiquette. When we lived in Hobe Sound, Florida, back in the 70s, my mother went to work as a private duty nurse for Mrs. James, a millionaire who lived on Jupiter Island. Mother began to learn the proper etiquette of mealtimes, as Ernest and Alzada always had things prim and proper. They were the cook and butler for Mrs. James. On occasion, I would have opportunity to be there by boat, by bicycle, or by car for a meal or a snack, and one had to learn to properly use a napkin and to learn which knife or fork or spoon to pick up next. There also seemed to be a certain way to hold your fingers and tip the glass or cup when you got a drink. The little pinky kind of had to stand out there in a special way. They always had this thing for avocados, which I soon learned that I needed to graciously refuse. Now, this was in the 70s. I was considerably younger. I don't refuse avocados anymore. But back then, I just couldn't handle them. Mother brought these ideas home and worked us all over as we ate our meals together. She tried to drill into us how we should only cut one bite of food, place it in our mouth to eat, properly place the utensil on our plate, put our hands in our lap, chew the food so many times, and swallow, then start the process all over again. It took forever to eat. Now, I know that one can take things too far, but there are certain rules, certain ways of doing things that we must observe if we wish to keep the highest respect of others. The text does not concern itself with etiquette in the church services, but with an etiquette that is higher than this. The true essence of worship is to come into the presence of God, and all centers in prayer. And in the prayer life, there are some conditions, some attitudes, and some considerations that must be observed if we would get an audience with the King of Kings. First of all, when you pray, shut the door, Jesus said. Matthew 6:6. This is a command to pray. How much do we pray? Well, prayer is not only a privilege, but an obligation. And we read in Luke 18 and verse 1 that Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The truth of the parable certainly applies to any discouraging delays in God's answers. We ought always to pray. We ought never to lose heart. Will the Lord find faith among us? I hope so. May we give the answer He yearns for. If you come while I am alive, by your grace, you will find me faithful. That can be our motto. That can be our promise to the Lord. And then He said, when thou hast shut thy door, Matthew 6:6, that closet may not be a room, it is in your heart. 1,000 things will try to break in on your prayer time. Outside distractions, inside diversions, the disturbing cares of life. God says, be still and know that I am God. So when you pray, shut the door. Secondly, when you pray, be sure that you are living right. In the Psalms 66 division, verse 18, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Just one sin, just one disobedience, cuts the line of communication. Things undone, vows unkept, unpaid tithes, and so on. Iniquity in my heart is the only barrier to my fellowship with God. But the psalmist testifies that for him, this barrier has been removed. He said, for verily God has heard me. The sin has been forgiven, and I walk again with God. Unfaithfulness to God's cause, neglect of prayer and Bible reading or of church attendance, it will hinder prayer life. If you are staying home over frivolous things, it will block every prayer. Keeping our priorities straight enhances our prayer life. And then he speaks of wrong relationships to others. In Matthew 5:23, he says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar when you come to worship God, and there remember that your brother has aught against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Reconciliation with a wrong neighbor has precedence over religious observances. Forgiveness of others is an unalterable condition to answered prayer. Oh, we must forgive others. Jesus commanded us to do so, to not keep count, to not keep track. We have no other option but to forgive, and this includes all resentment and needed adjustments as well. It doesn't mean that we can forget. Our memory can be incredible when we don't want it to be. But there's no longer any animosity. There's no longer a get-even spirit. There's no longer something that we're holding against the other individual, just waiting for them to bow low enough and to confess hard enough. No, they're forgiven before they even ever ask. Because God has forgiven me, therefore I forgive my brother, my sister. So we're talking about how when we pray, Jesus says, shut the door. When you pray, be sure that you're living right. Thirdly, I would say to us, when you pray, persist. There's a well-known parable of the unjust judge. Luke 18 bears this passage out, this story of the unjust judge. the passage seems to connect to the preceding teaching about Christ's return. And just as the widow never gave up, so Christians must never become discouraged as they wait for the Lord's return. They must persist in prayer. Unlike the unjust judge, God is always doing things right. It may seem to us that he delays, but from his point of view, he actually acts speedily, and Christ will return at just the right time. Remember Elijah. Elijah persisted in prayer for rain. We read in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, "So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, 'Go up now, look toward the sea.' And he went up and looked and said, 'There's nothing.' And he said, 'Go again,' 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, 'Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand.' And he said, 'Go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not.'" Oh, what incredible faith. When you pray, persist. The purpose of true prayer is not to change God's mind, but to join forces with him to accomplish his purposes. As we see, according to Daniel chapter 10, sometimes God has to take time to do this. "He said to me," Daniel records, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." When you pray, you must persist. There just has to be this constant hanging on. Don't ever give up, just pray. And finally, when you pray, believe. It is not the fact that you are presenting your petition to God, nor how much noise you make when you pray. It took a prayer of only 63 words to bring fire from heaven in Elijah's prayer on Mount Carmel. He believed God. The prophets of Baal did not. Real praying through does not consist of some great feeling coming to our hearts, but it consists of believing God. When we believe, we are sure of the answer, regardless of any human emotion or ecstasy. So do not be discouraged, my friend, if prayer is not immediately answered. Examine your motive, your attitude toward God and toward others to see if any hindrance is there. Let there be an earnest submission to the will of God so that you will want His will more than your own desires. Dare to believe God for the impossible. So, as Jesus teaches us, when you pray, shut the door. When you pray, be sure that you're living right. When you pray, persist, and when you pray, believe. That, my friend, is the proper way to pray, the etiquette of prayer. I trust it will help your prayer life and that you'll be blessed today by drawing nearer to God and experiencing Him drawing nearer to you. Let's believe God, what do you say?